The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The US President Donald Trump has said his special envoy to the Middle East will travel to Qatar to join talks between Israel and Hamas aimed at securing a ceasefire in Gaza. The announcement came during a White House meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
President Trump's special envoy, Stephen Witkoff, is to travel to Doha this week to join proximity talks between Hamas and Israel that Qatar is hosting along with Egypt. The president expressed hope that a ceasefire deal would be reached this week. The move follows a two-hour meeting between Mr. Witkoff and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu prior to Mr. Netanyahu's meeting with President Trump. Asked about the existence of a future Palestinian state, Mr. Netanyahu said Palestinians should have all the powers to govern themselves, but none of the powers to threaten Israel, and he said Israel would never give up security control of Palestinian territories. Mr. Trump said he hoped to engage in talks with Iran, aimed at a permanent end to hostilities over Iran's nuclear weapons program. Steve Witkoff said those talks may happen as soon as next week. Mr. Netanyahu told President Trump he had formally nominated the president for the Nobel Peace Prize and handed him a copy of the letter to the Nobel Committee. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Legislation which aims to strengthen the state's ability to identify, freeze and confiscate assets linked to serious and organised crime will be brought to Cabinet today by the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan. It's estimated that the value of crime in Ireland is €1.7 billion per annum. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
It's expected that the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, will tell his Cabinet colleagues today that the harder the state makes it for criminal organisations to obtain, launder and keep the money, then the weaker they'll become. His new legislation, the Proceeds of Crime and Related Matters Bill 2025, seeks to strengthen the Criminal Assets Bureau's ability to target the proceeds of crime and improve the efficiency of their processes. One of the main planks of the legislation is to reduce from 7 years to 2 years the time between a judicial determination being made that assets are the proceeds of crime and a final disposal order being available in respect of those assets. In addition, once a judicial determination having been made that assets are the proceeds of crime, the legislation provides for the immediate and automatic appointment of a receiver to ensure that the respondents cannot continue to benefit from those assets pending a final disposal order being made.
One third of parents went into arrears on energy bills in the 12-month period up to April due to insufficient income, according to the charity Barnardo's. The cost of living report also shows that 40% of parents borrowed money at least once to provide their children with essentials. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
This is the fourth assessment of the cost of living by Barnardo's, conducted through a national representative survey by Amoric Research. While the number of parents struggling to pay for some essentials fell compared to previous years, it appears that parents are borrowing or going into arrears to manage. 40% of parents borrowed at least once in the previous 12 months to provide essentials, and 32% of parents went into arrears on their energy bills. However, those who had to go without or cut down on heat and electricity over 6 months reduced by 10% and 3% respectively compared to the same period in 2024. Barnardo's has said this is most likely due to falling prices for some energy products. Almost half of families went without or cut down on basic essentials, according to the report, with young parents aged between 18 and 24 and lone parents particularly affected.
A motion from Dublin City Council has expressed deep dismay at government proposals to preclude community and cultural facilities from new build apartment schemes. The Minister for Housing, James Brown, will bring plans to change building requirements to Cabinet this morning. They will reduce minimum apartment sizes along with other guidelines in a bid to get developers to build more units by making them cheaper to build. One of those who tabled the motion, Green Party councillor Claire Byrne, accused the government of scapegoating others for its own failures on housing.
I do think that the government are trying to deflect from their own failures in housing and are scapegoating creatives and local communities and blaming them as a cause of the housing crisis, when we know that the real issues are decades of underinvestment, the stopping of the building estate homes, letting developers dictate the market, continuous bad planning decisions in the city that have prioritised offices and hotels over homes where housing could and should be built.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Mostly cloudy at first with patchy light rain and drizzle, brightening up from the west this afternoon with spells of sunshine, but mostly cloudy in Ulster. Highest temperature 17 to 25 degrees.